Part 2. Perfection is dangerous. While Almer worked in his laboratory, Georgiana looked at the books in his library. There were books by scientists, poets, and philosophers. But the most interesting work was a big book written by her husband, in which he wrote down every experiment of his scientific career. The book was the history of his intense and ambitious life. As Georgiana read it, she loved Almer more and more. She knew he was a great scientist. However, many of his experiments were failures, and this made her very sad. One day she put her face on the open book and started crying. When Almer entered the room and saw her, he said,
"It is dangerous to read a wizard's books."
"Now that I have read this book, I adore you more than ever,"
said Georgiana.
"Ah, but wait for this success,"
he said,
"and then adore me if you want. But now I would like to hear your beautiful voice. Please sing to me, my dearest."
So Georgiana sang, and Almer was very pleased. Then he returned to his laboratory. But Georgiana had forgotten to tell her husband about a strange sensation she had felt on her left cheek for the last 2 or 3 hours. So she entered into her husband's laboratory for the first time. The first thing she noticed was the furnace with its intense fire. All around the room there were tubes, cylinders, and other scientific instruments. The air was filled with strange vapors and odors. But what really surprised her was Almer himself. He was as pale as death and worried as he prepared a strange new potion. He was so different from the man she had seen a few moments before.
"Carefully, Aminadab, carefully,"
he cried.
"This is a very important moment."
"Ho, ho," said Aminadab. "Look, master, look." Almer raised his eyes quickly and became very angry when he saw Georgiana. He went to her and took her arm.
"Why did you come here? Don't you trust your husband?"
he cried angrily.
"Now go away."
"No, Almer,"
said Georgiana firmly.
"You don't trust me, and you don't tell me your worries about this experiment. I will accept all the risks."
"No, no, Georgiana,"
said Almer impatiently.
"I will drink any potion you give me. I trust you completely."
"My dear wife,"
said Almer,
"you must know that this red hand is deep inside you. There could be danger."
"Danger? There is only one danger, that this horrible birthmark remains on my cheek,"
cried Georgiana.
Remove it, or we will both go mad."
"Your words are very true,"
said Almer sadly.
"And now, please go back to your rooms. The potion will soon be tested."
When Georgiana returned to her rooms, she thought about Almer's noble character and his great love for her. He wanted her to be perfect because he loved her so much. Her thoughts were interrupted by Almer's footsteps. He carried a glass with a bright, colorless, transparent liquid. He was pale, but didn't seem worried or afraid.
"This potion is perfect,"
he said, looking at Georgiana.
"It cannot fail."
"My dearest Almer, life has become very difficult. I think death is the best solution for me."
"But why do you speak of death? The potion cannot fail. Look at its effect on this plant."
Near the window there was an old geranium plant. Its leaves were yellow and ugly. Almer poured a small quantity of the potion in the plant. After a short time, the ugly yellow leaves became green.
"I did not need any proof,"
said Georgiana quietly.
"I believe you. Give me the potion. I am happy to drink it."
"Drink then, my dearest wife. Soon your body will be as perfect as your spirit."
Georgiana drank the potion and gave Almer the empty glass.
"It is like water from a magic fountain. Now, dearest Almer, let me sleep.
She fell asleep almost immediately. Almer sat by her side and watched her very carefully. He often looked at the birthmark on her white cheek. At first it was very visible. Then it slowly disappeared.
It's almost gone,
said Almer to himself.
Success! Success! But Georgiana is so pale.
He heard his servant laugh. He too was delighted. Almer looked at Aminadab and said,
You served me well. Heaven and earth have done their part. The experiment is a success, Aminadab!
These exclamations disturbed Georgiana's sleep. She opened her eyes and looked in the mirror. She smiled weakly when she saw that the little red hand had almost disappeared. Then she looked at Almer. She was worried.
My poor Almer,
she said quietly.
Poor? No! I am the richest and happiest man, and you are my splendid wife. Now you are perfect.
My poor Almer,
she repeated lovingly.
You have done your best. Your intention was very noble, but now I am dying.
It was true. The fatal hand was linked to Georgiana's life. When it disappeared, Georgiana's life disappeared too, and so she died. Almer had wanted perfection, but he did not realize that perfection was not part of this world. And so he lost the woman he loved and destroyed his happiness forever.